Continue to exercise caution, and we appreciate you all being here again and taking those precautions and cooperating with us. Just a few reminders. Every Sunday, Sheikh Shahid will continue his class on Imam Nawawi's 40 hadith. That starts at 10:45 a.m. And then immediately afterwards, Dr. Siddiqui will hold his tafsir class at 12 o'clock noon. And it's all in the same Zoom meeting and Facebook link. Later this evening, the youth group MYG will be hosting Islamic Superheroes. This is a series of talks discussing the history of our scholars. So join if you are free at 8 p.m. on either Zoom, Facebook, or the ISSC YouTube channel. Details are in this week's newsletter. This evening's speaker is OCS Islamic Studies and Leadership teacher, Brother Ahmed Al-Mutawwa. And finally, we're expecting very high temperatures over the course of the next several days. Please keep well hydrated and stay well and stay safe, inshallah. And as a reminder, please remember to exit one row at a time after the salah and use the 11th Street parking lot to drive out, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، فصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأهل بيته أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord and the Creator and Sustainer and the Master of the world, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, especially the last and final Prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, upon his family, upon his followers, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us among them. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقُلْ اَعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing that do something, good works you should do. And Allah is watching your works, and His Messenger and the believers will watch that. And then you all shall return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He shall inform you, He shall tell you about what you have been doing. So this is the weekend of called Labor Day weekend. And it is recognized in appreciation of the workers, the labor, who have done a lot for the progress and the prosperity of our country. And this was recognized about 125 years ago. And because a lot of the prosperity and the progress of the country does not depend only on the executives, on the high officials of the government or corporations. A lot of it depends on the people who work. A lot of people, and many people don't pay much attention towards that. So it is good, it was recognized that way. Although 125 years have passed, but there is still a lot to be done for the rights of the workers, for the rights of the laborers. There is still discrimination, there is still disrespect, there is still bullying, and people are harassed, and a lot of things that have been done that should not have been done. So it is important to pay attention towards that. So I want to talk about what Islam teaches us about the concept of justice towards the workers, justice for the laborers. And so justice for the laborers, and also we have to work for justice. So labor for justice, that is, the struggle for justice is very important, and it should continue all the time. And for all people, for all places, Islam emphasizes that work for justice is the responsibility of the believers. Believers must keep on working for justice, because justice, when it is maintained, it brings peace and progress in the society. And when justice is not done, the peace goes away. So justice for all people, justice for everywhere, justice for every color, every race, every nationality, justice for people who are citizens and the people who are not citizens, justice towards all human beings. That is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, "Adilu hu aqrabu littaqwa." Fattaqullah. Do justice, because that is closer to piety. And be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kunu qawwamina bil qist shuhada'a lillah." Or in another ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bil qist." O believers, be the upholders of justice as witnesses for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or stand for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are witnessing towards justice. So be witnesses for justice, do not do injustice yourself, and do not and struggle so that justice is done towards all people. So that is very important, and there are certain important things that are emphasized in Islam. One of them is that work, as long as it is halal and it is done in an honest way, in a sincere way, any kind of work is good. And it should be respected. Whether it is in the high official or somebody doing sweeping the floor, all of them are respectable, all of them to be honored. The Prophet ﷺ said in one of the hadith, he said that لَنْ يَأْخُذَ أَحَدُكُمْ حَبْلَهُ فَيَأْتِيَ بِحَزْمَةِ الْحَطَبِ عَلَىٰ ذَارِهِ فَيَبِيعَهَا فَيَكُفُّ اللَّهُ بِهَا وَجْهَهُ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَسْأَلَ النَّاسَ أَعْطَهُ وَمَنَعُهُ. The Prophet ﷺ said, someone take his rope and goes to the jungle and collects wood, and then sell that wood, carry this wood on his back and sell it in the market, it is much better than he goes and begging the people. They may give him or they may not give him. So even carrying the wood, collecting the wood and selling it in the market, that is good. That is much better than not doing anything. So do your work. And work has to be done in the right way. And in one of the hadith, the Prophet said, مَا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ نَبِيًا إِلَّا رَعَى الْغَنَمْ فَقَالَ أَصْحَابُ وَأَنْتَ فَقَالَ نَعَمْ كُنْتُ أَرَعَاهَا عَلَىٰ قَرَارِيْتَ لِأَهْلِ مَكَّةِ. The Prophet said in Sahih al-Bukhari, he's mentioned that there is no prophet except he used to take care of the sheep. He was a shepherd. Shepherd taking care of the sheep. And they said, even you, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet said, yes. I used to work for the people of Mecca on small coins. قَرَارِيْتْ لِأَهْلِ مَكَّةِ كُنْتُ take care of their sheep. أَرْعَى الْغَنَمْ لِأَهْلِ مَكَّةِ عَلَىٰ قَرَارِيْتْ. So Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam work, and his simple job he did. And so there is nothing, no job is to be said that it is shameful. As long as you do it in a halal way, as you don't do it in the right way, you do it. And at the same time, the workers have their right. The right of the worker is that they should be respected. They should have their dignity and honor. The work should be according to contract. And whatever contract you make, fulfill the contract. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu awfu bil uqud. O you believe, fulfill your contract. Contract about the job, what kind of job is there, the timings, compensation, and sick leaves, and whatever holidays, and whatever things are. All of these things, it's better to specify them and clarify them so that everything is transparent, everything is clear. And then also, that is the payment of the worker should be done on time, should not delay that. The Prophet ﷺ said in one of the hadiths, he said, أَعْتُ الْأَجِيرَ أَجْرَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَجِفَّ عَرَقُهُ. Pay to the worker his payment, his compensation, before his sweat dries. It's a very beautiful expression. That means immediately, after his work is finished, complete, pay. Don't delay it, don't procrastinate. And then in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a whole surah called Surah Al-Mutaffifin. In Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that there are people who want to have all the things good to done to them, but when it comes to their share, they don't do it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used a very strong term for that. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسَرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, woe to those who deal in fraud. And what is that fraud? Those who, when they take measure from people, demand it in full. But when they measure for them or weigh for them, they stint. Do they not think that they will be resurrected on a tremendous day, a day when the mankind will stand before the Lord of the worlds? So those who do tatfif, and tatfif could be in anything. Tatfif is in buying and selling, tatfif in employment, tatfif in relations with the people. All of this is my right. I'm very strong in asking for my right. But when it comes to other people's rights, I will hesitate. Don't give them their right. And that is tatfif, that is a fraud. And that will be, people will be judged by that on the day of judgment, on that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes very much that the proper timely wages, respect of the workers, as well as kindness towards them, giving them their right. Don't demand too much, be fair in what you ask, and then at the same time, workers also are supposed to do their job. They should not be, I mean, tatfif is both ways. Tatfif is not only for the employer, but tatfif is also for the employee as well. Employees sometimes, they don't come on time, they don't work, and then they ask full wages for everything. They have all the demands. So both of them have to keep that in their mind. And both of these things, it's very much emphasized, because the emphasis in Islam is that fairness and justice. And you know that two words are used in the Quran. One of them is adl. Adl is the balance, that you don't do extreme in excess and extreme in negligence. And at the same time also, there is another word called qist. And qist is that people have a right, people have due. And give every person his due. So giving qist, وَأَقْسِتُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Do justice, give the people their due. And everybody has right. Everything has right. آتِ كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ. And give the right to everyone whose right is there. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we remain the people of justice ourselves, in our individual capacity as well as in our collective capacity, in our organizations. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim countries, to maintain justice and to do justice, because there is a lot of, unfortunately, injustice going on all over. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them, and may Allah guide the humanity to the path of justice. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. الحمد لله, the new academic year has started. MashaAllah, our Orange Crescent School is open and other schools are open, and but it is in a very difficult time. It is the time of COVID, and because of that, many students are not coming to school, but rather having their studies online, virtual learning. That is now going on, as a lot of things are happening virtual. Our meetings are virtual. Even the convention of the Islamic Society of North America, that will be tomorrow and day after tomorrow. The whole convention will be virtual. And I urge you to register and participate in that. Inshallah, you will have a lot of good speakers and good programs. So I wish a very successful year for our children, spite of all the difficulties and challenges that are there. I wish them, and I urge everyone, the students as well as the teachers, to pay attention. Don't neglect, because you are not in the classroom, because you are not supervised by the teachers, does that mean that now you will take it easy, because the time will pass and you are going to lose that time. Every moment is important. Pay attention to the time. And keep learning. You can still learn. You can learn a lot, inshallah, if you pay attention. So pay attention to that. Do not be negligent. do not waste too much time on the useless internet. Some internet is good, but not all of it. On useless, and do not waste time too much on watching TV or other things that are not of any benefit, but pay attention to your studies. And also teachers, please pay attention to your teaching. It's a responsibility, it's amana, and fulfill this amana. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and to guide us. Inna Allahu wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin, khususan ala al-khulafai al-arba'a Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa ala al-sayyidain al-shahidain Abi Muhammad al-Hasan wa Abi Abdullah al-Husayn wa ala sa'ir sahabati wa tabi'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin wa anna ma'ahum bi fadlika wa karamik ya akram al-akramin wa ya arhamar rahimin. Please also make remember in your dua several people who are not well. I ask Kalimullah, Mehrun Nisa Muhammadi, Brother Ibrahim Al-Suqi, and Brother Haitham Bundakti. May Allah give them shifa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them speedy and full recovery. Also make dua maghfira for Brother Usman Juma and Sister Farida Khokhar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them Jannah. May Allah give patience to their family members. So all the people who are not well, whether we mention their name or their names are, we don't have them here. All those people, may Allah give them shifa, and those who passed away, may Allah give them maghfirah. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Ibadallah, rahmakumullah, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar, wala zikrullahi akbar, faqimu salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين